This is Ozarks at Large. For this week's music recommendation, Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson introduces us to Kate LeBon, a singer from Wales who's made an impact on the American music market.
Welsh songstress Kate LeBon is equally informed from the likes of Pavement and the Velvet Underground. It's hard to hear her voice without thinking of Nico from the Velvet Underground. She released an album, Cirque, that came out this winter, and she described it as a time travel travelogue, which continually returns to the sea. And the album name comes from the Polish word for circus. I caught up with her when she was on her stateside tour to promote Cirque, and so I asked her about her father's record collection because I had read about how important that was to her, and she had a lot to say about how her father and her family shaped her as a musician.
Yeah, he just, it was quite infectious, his kind of, love for finding new music and for music. And I think it was, music then was never anything that was, forced upon anyone in the household, but it was something that we all really loved and enjoyed together, now I love finding music and sending it to my dad, so it's kind of still kind of going on.
And what was the first album that you really fell in love with?
Well, when I was kind of going to secondary school, kind of all the kids were getting into stuff like Rage Against the Machine and Red Hot Chili Peppers, and so naturally at that age I kind of was dabbling in that, and my dad was, I think, severely disappointed in me, and he sat me down and he played me Pavement, Spike and the Corners, which was the first record that I truly fell in love with, and I'm still in love with now, but it was, it completely blew my mind. I'd never heard anything like it before. I didn't know at the time whether it was new or old or who these people were, but it was probably the one of the best things my father's ever done for me.
And what started you out musically? What was your first instrument? How did you start playing your own music?
Just playing guitar, I think, with my dad. He kind of he was looking for someone to jam with and didn't really have anyone, so he taught me rhythm guitar so that he could jam all over, I think. So I was playing chords for many, many years whilst my father was riffing all over it. I was basically just a backing track for him, really. It was always something never kind of forced upon us in any kind of, regimental fashion. It was always just, music is supposed to be fun, and always encouraged by my dad to kind of, and my mother to write songs and whatnot.
I wanted to know how Cirque, a masterful collage of all sorts of sounds, came together.
I always write songs, demo songs, and I don't record them at home. I like it to be kind of the first time they're being recorded is actually when they're being recorded for real, to kind of keep a kind of a sense of excitement and spontaneity in the recordings. I guess it just all came together, quite quickly, but with an idea in mind of how I wanted it to sound, but never constricting it, and letting it kind of form to become its own.
How about, I always like to find out, I know it always changes over time because you made this album a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, but a while ago. And now you're here in the States touring and you're playing all these songs. And it seems like it changes, it changes what song you're really drawn to at one point in time. So I was wondering if there's any one song off of Cirque that you're particularly drawn to right now and why that would be.
I think it's maybe Greta. Possibly because we're not playing that live at the minute. I just think it had little elements of the whole album in throughout the song, and it's quite spooky, and it's about my little niece who I'm missing dearly, so maybe that's why.
In addition to Cirque, which is available now, Cirque 2, an EP, will be out later in August. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen. Coiled up inside her like ribbons of time. Try to be good to yourself, for goodness sake.